Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I'm here with my co-host, Casey B, and as usual, we will be getting into some fun stuff today. We're going to begin with toast and roast, and because this episode is coming out on Friday the 13th, we're talking superstitions today. And I'm going to talk a tiny bit about personal development today, but really, I wanted to do something fun. I'm passionate about having fun, and so that's what we're going to do this week, because everything I've been seeing has been so serious, and it's the holiday season, and Friday the 13th doesn't seem like the holiday season moving into Christmas, but I think after the Friday the 13th, I'll be in full holiday mood. This is my last grip at the Halloween season, I think.
Damn it. We're having fun today.
We're
having a ball. Having a blast.
Yes. So, like I said, we're going to start with toast and roast. So, KCB, what's your toast? You said you had a good toast.
So, it's a funny one, as I said earlier. Okay. So, at work today, we usually put our scrap wood and stuff outside of our exit gate, and we had a bunch of really long pallets out there.
So, Casey, I always tell you this, but every week you have to start as if people are just tuning in, because we're hoping to get new listeners. There you go.
And all of our scrap wood and pallets we put outside of our exit gate so people can take it, burn it for firewood, what have you. And there's a few regulars that come, and there's this one old guy, and he came up to me. And he walked into the yard, never does that. He's, hey, sir, would you be able, I know you probably can't do this, but can you, like, come with the forklift and smash these pallets up so I can fit them in my truck? And I was like, I had a chainsaw on the back of the fork, so I was like, I'll do you one better.
That's a lot better. Would you be able to smash it with the forklift?
I mean, maybe, like, the top one or something, but.
I don't understand.
It wouldn't have worked out good. I was like, yeah, I'll do you one better. I'll be right over there. And I walked over and cut them all up for the guy, and he was loading up his truck. And one of our new guys, he was over there, and he was helping him load and get those pallets out of there. And apparently he's like, yeah, I'll be back in half an hour. I'm back. And I thought he was talking about for the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sure enough, half an hour goes by, see this older guy in camouflage jacket and kind of poking out around the exit. And so I'm like, oh, he must be back for another load.
Yeah.
And so I brought the chainsaw pack out there, and his truck was still full of wood. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? He's like, man, I told you I'd be back here in half an hour. Oh, here you go. You might have to hide it, but here you go. And it was a half gallon of R&R.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like,
what a
you
tip.
Don't have to do that. No, dude, you guys are the best. You're keeping me warm. I don't have to buy firewood or nothing.
Well, that'll keep you warm. Maybe you should have more R&R. You won't need the wood.
Like, shit. All right.
So what'd you do with it?
I gave it to other Casey, new Casey.
Does he actually like R&R?
Yeah. He was stoked on it.
Nice. That is really funny.
It was pretty funny.
I love hearing when people get fun tips.
Oh, like our tip like 3 weeks ago, a guy came in, bought everybody a fifth of Tito's.
Oh, yeah. You guys have been on like an alcohol kick lately with your tips, but I feel like people do that sometimes. I think pizza delivery people always have good ones. You were a pizza delivery guy.
I never really had any crazy stories like that.
Oh, really?
You
didn't do it for that long. I bet people who do it for like years and years are like, this one time I got a, I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, it was like if I went to a party where I knew people, they'd be like, hey, shotgun up here. I'd be like, no, No.
That's not okay.
I still got like 3 hours of work to go and I'm driving. I think I'm gonna be responsible.
My job is literally to drive,
Like
to be the DD, to bring you guys food.
I'll come after work, but no.
That's funny.
No.
What's your roast today?
My roast. I've been struggling for a roast. It was probably just that I was dead Monday and Tuesday, and I slept a million hours.
Yeah, well, I got a review from a relative and they said they're tired of hearing about you being sick as your roast, so you need to get it
I need
together.
to figure it out.
Yeah.
So the other thing, I guess. You really threw a wrench in it there.
It's okay.
So be running around trying to find the part for your car, because
Oh,
I bought
okay.
one
We're I
part.
don't want to talk about my car.
We're gonna talk about your car.
No, we're not going to talk about my car. We're done with it. You said it was going to get fixed a month ago, over a month ago.
I don't remember that.
And here we are. The car still doesn't work. I'm so glad
We drove it yesterday.
well, yeah, we drove it, but I'm not allowed to drive it other places because just in case. And I bought this car like 2 weeks. I've had it good use, and then a month it's been not good use. Engine light is on. Check engine light. Whatever. I'm done talking about the car. Not the best decision of my life to buy a car. Who needs it? I'm still stuck at home and they're gonna go into lockdown again.
Oh
Okay.
yeah, that's what the roast was gonna be.
That is gonna be part of my roast. My roast is that not that we might go into lockdown again, because I could just talk about that for hours and hours and nobody cares. But my roast is that everyone is mad on social media. I've done this roast again. This is like our usual, like
Yeah, I'm sick. You're mad about
basis.
social media.
Because no, but what are we mad about today? I'm mad that everyone is fighting over hypotheticals, and it happens with everything now. It's like, if everyone would have just done this, then this would have happened. If everyone would have done this, then this would have happened. If this happens, then this is gonna happen. And it's like, you don't know the future. So that's what I'm annoyed with. It's happening with the football stuff too. People are saying, oh, well, because this happened, this is going to happen. Your game's going to get canceled, and then blah, 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 blah. No, you don't know anything that's going to happen in the future, bruh. Okay, that's it. I was thinking about doing a whole roast about The Bachelorette, but I know a lot of people who listen do not care about The Bachelorette. So
What about 60 days in?
you've been spared. Oh, should we talk about 60 Days In?
Oh,
Let me do my
yes.
toast first, and then we can talk about 60 Days In. I want to raise a toast. We've done a couple of these on the podcast before. A toast to the late, great Alex Trebek.
That's a toast indeed.
Arguably the best game show host of all time. I would say so. Him and Bob Barker are up there hosting these game shows in heaven. He's the best. What a legend. So what do you think about if Ken Jennings takes over Jeopardy?
I would not complain.
I
I
think
mean,
that is
he's the
the
only fitting.
I think that's the only acceptable replacement. I
Yeah,
can't think of anyone else. I could see, just because of the way of the world now and how game shows are, like picking a celebrity to do it, and no celebrity will ever measure up to Alex Trebek. Like, it's not supposed to be like quirky funny. It's supposed to be just very, it's a dry TV show, and it's meant to be dry with a tiny, tiny bit of humor every once in a while, just making fun of people. It's not supposed to be, high production, high entertainment value. It's just like, it is what it is. It's Jeopardy.
It's been the same for years
As
and
it should
years.
be. Oh, I'm so upset about Alex, and it really shook the world. Everyone was so upset.
Well, that and Sean Connery.
Oh, yes, same week, Sean Connery. Sean Connery, I'm less attached to, much less attached
I am
to.
far more attached to.
There's a lot of people who were upset about that too. James Bond.
I book James Bond and everything else he's in. The
What?
Rock. I watched The Rock the other day when I wasn't feeling well.
I don't
Because
know.
Sean Connery.
I know Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No,
I don't know The
Jesus.
Rock. So that was my toast. We've done a couple toasts before to recently passed celebrities or people like that. So sometimes toasts are good things in our life, and sometimes they're in remembrance. So that concludes Toast and Roast, I think. Do you want to talk about 60 Days In?
Sure, I love 60 Days In.
I really wasn't going to bring it up, but it does kind of go into the whole theme of podcasting because I discovered 60 Days In from a podcast that I listened to. And we've started watching it probably, when it like started, probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I was still in school and I was home for Christmas break or something and we were watching it. And anyway, 60 Days In, the premise, if you guys haven't seen it, it's one season is on Netflix now. It's on A&E normally. And so the first four seasons are still only on the A&E app, but 60 Days In, it's probably the most hilarious show I've ever seen in my life. And the premise is that people from society, a couple of them will be put into the prison system to kind of act as plants and tell the sheriff, who is leading the prison, how these illegal things are happening within prison, I would say. I wasn't prepared to talk about this, otherwise I probably would have written out notes. But this season, the one that's on Netflix, is, I don't know if it's the best. I think the first season is probably the best because it was a whole brand new premise. But this one is in Arizona. The other ones were in the Midwest. This is in Arizona. The sheriff is so cheesy. 60 Days In has a lot of elements that have to be there. One, the sheriff has to be super cheesy. Two, there's always people who are in this program who are super dumb. There's people who take it way too seriously. And then there's always like the fear factor, like scared straight, like this is actually really dangerous. Some of these people are killers. So there's suspense, there's comedy because of the cheesiness and the dumb mistakes these people are making. And it's so good. Tell us what you think, Casey, because I've been talking a long time.
Oh man, it was just so entertaining just to see how these people, like, in the season we're watching right now, there's a guy, like everyone else is like ex-cop or has been in the Army or the Navy, and then there's this one guy and he's just super fan.
Oh yeah,
I've seen all four seasons and it's ridiculous. He's a bigger guy. And the first thing the sheriff says is,
what are you gonna say?
What?
What was the first thing that he said?
It's like, they're going to mess with you. Oh. You do not belong here. Be prepared.
This is very interesting to see how different personalities come out in these high-stress situations. And it's really interesting to see what the inside of an actual prison is like. Because contestants, it's not a game show, though. One of the participants was kind of like, prison is easy for people now, and I've seen people say that before, and in this particular prison, no. this is a scary place. So that's our recommendation for the week. Watch them 60 Days In, and you know, it's not supposed to be funny, but these people, the sheriff. This is the first time in all these seasons that the sheriff is assigning missions. That's the part that's hilarious too, is because they're obviously supposed to be in there to see like, how are they getting drugs in? And it's happening. And how are they, what's the gang situation like? Because there's different groups of people who hate each other in prison and then they fight and it's not good. So the sheriff is trying to figure out what they can do to avoid these things happening. But he's like, this person was assigned this mission. And then the participants are like, how am I ever going to get this mission done if this person keeps messing it up? And I'm assigned this mission. And it's just, they're taking it like they're superheroes and they're not.
I have this mission. Oh, it's a great mission.
It's too good. It's a great show. It is great. Okay. One thing I wanted to talk about for my personal development chat normally, it's just going to be like 1 minute thing real quick. Normally, I always recommend a podcast, and I've recommended this particular podcast multiple times because I always love the guests that are on. So the podcast is called This Past Weekend by Theo Vaughn, and this week he had a controversial guest on his podcast, and I think it is very important for people to listen to viewpoints that are different than their own. And this person, if you look up their name, you're going to see a lot of negative things. But I really admire Theo for being brave enough to talk about this subject, which a lot of people will not even touch. And I just really admire that about him. And as a podcaster, I just would love to be able to be like him one day and not be afraid of what people say about me or, things like that. Just be open to have a conversation, and that shouldn't be bad. But people will tear people down for having certain conversations or even opening the door to these conversations. So, similar to my message last week, listen to different perspectives. And if you are interested, listen to Theo Vaughn's podcast this past weekend, the episode with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's a lawyer who talks about safe vaccinations. And this is something that's really important to me to talk about. And I will honestly say I'm not brave enough to talk about it more, but I would love to just be brave enough to have that discussion someday. And if it's something that you don't agree with, that's perfectly fine too, but I enjoyed listening to the discussion. One thing is Robert's voice is a little tough to listen to. He does have a condition. I can't remember what it's called, but his voice is a little crackly. But the stuff that he talked about was just really important to hear. And talking about vaccinations and also about censorship and what we're seeing right now in with big pharma, with mainstream media, with big government, with a lot of different things. And even if you don't agree with what he's saying, it's just an interesting thing to listen to. So it's tough for me to even bring that up because some people will say, "Oh my God, how could you even suggest that?" And I'm just not going to give in to those people saying that having these conversations is a bad thing and questioning things is a bad thing, because that's how we get better, is by questioning, by having conversation, and by talking through controversies, not just avoiding controversies. So that's my part personal development, part podcast recommendation. And final thing I'm going to say is I am finally getting to reading the book, The Coddling of the American Mind. And it is pretty dry. It's kind of like a textbook, but it is about it's about a whole lot of things, guys. But it is really just about our culture right now and talks about things like trigger warnings, talks about things like safe spaces, cancel culture, things like that, and avoiding things that make us uncomfortable. And how we're kind of coddling. It's starting in universities and colleges, and it's expanding to after these people who have been in school, basically the same years that I was in school, how it's spreading to outside of colleges and universities, into workplaces, into kind of the real world, because I would say college is not really the real world, the workplace, the workforce. So it's a really interesting book. And if anyone would like to read along with me, my goal is to just finish it by the end of the year and have a conversation about it in January. So I highly recommend reading the book. Once again, you might agree with it, you might disagree with it, but it's a good thing to learn about and written by some really smart people who have done a ton of research. So there you go. There's my podcast recommendation and my book recommendation. And now we're going to get into the fun stuff. We're going to talk about superstitions for the next half of the podcast. So thanks for listening to all that stuff. And we'll be right back with the fun stuff. It's the holiday season. So whoop-dee-doo and dickory-dock. And don't forget to do your shopping because it's almost Christmas time. Okay, friends, if you know me, I am big on shopping small. And one of my favorite small businesses, I actually got the privilege of chatting with AJ Maxfield of The Durr Company. The Durr Company makes hats for babies, toddlers, little kids, and they also have a great mission of spreading kindness and accepting differences and celebrating differences. And they are just amazing. The Fly Kind mission, I just love her. You all need to go back and listen to the episode with AJ Maxfield and listen to the whole mission of Durr. But you also need to do some shopping at Durr for the little ones because hats are a wonderful gift. I'll give you a couple reasons why. They're functional. They're fun. They're not a toy that's going to get stuck on the floor, not put in the toy box, and somebody steps on and hurts their foot in the middle of the night. And like I said, Durr spreads a message of kindness. And if you see another kid wearing a Durr hat, you guys know you're in the cool kids club. So use my code PishPoshPod, P-I-S-H-P-O-S-H-P-O-D. And all the information is going to be in the show notes. Use the link, use the code, get a discount, and spread kindness. And shop small. But I know some of you guys will still have to do some shopping at the big box stores. And this year, more than ever, we're going to be doing that shopping online. And if you're doing shopping online at the big box stores, you need to be using Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. I'm doing a lot of spelling right now. This will also be in the show notes, and I just really want to share this with you guys because I used it. I got almost $20 back on my Christmas tree, and there's so many good things that you can get discounts on using Rakuten. And if you know me, you also know I love saving money, so there's a couple great things here. One, I encourage you to shop small, but when you have to use those big box stores, there's often coupon codes and cash back opportunities that you need to take advantage of because they're there. They're yours for the taking. So use Rakuten, use the link in the show notes, and save some money this holiday season and really try to shop small first, then shop big and save money, and have a happy holiday season. And we're back for some very superstitions. Okay, we're talking about superstitions today because we're releasing this episode on Friday the 13th. It sounds like fun stuff to talk about. We're going to go through them real quick. We're going to say if we think they're real, fake, and then we'll just chat about them, okay? There's a lot on this list. We're going to just power through them, and it should be fun. So, number one, never say happy birthday too early. I think that's a good one. Because what if, like, somebody dies?
Oh,
of course, I get morbid right on the first one.
I just thought that's just a... I've said happy birthday too early before.
Like, how early?
Like, a day or two early. And I feel bad, so I'm like, oh, shit. I messed that one up.
So you just think it's impolite.
It's impolite.
Okay. Also, I'm going to be just – this list that we got is from Good Housekeeping. It's an article from 2018, and it has 50 superstitions. I'm just going to go through them real quick. And the happy birthday one is from Russia. So they're from all around the world as well. So superstitions from around the world. Don't place two mirrors opposite each other. So you get like the infinite mirrors. So in Mexico, this is a doorway for the devil. Whoa. Yeah. Now I'm not going to do that. I totally used to do that and like look at myself with those like folding mirrors and look, there's like 10 of me.
I've never been a fan of that and how it looks.
Freaks you out?
Yeah, freaks me out. So, I don't like it.
See, you kind of are superstitious. You said you weren't very superstitious.
I'm a little stitious.
I'm definitely superstitious. There's certain things. I'll totally be the person to say, don't open your umbrella when we're inside. People do it anyways just to piss me off.
Just to spite you.
Oh, yeah. This is a new one from Japan. Never stick your chopsticks in straight up.
Straight up. I mean,
If they say so.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I've never done it either, so I guess I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, I won't. Give a penny if you've received something sharp. So we just learned about this one like 2 years ago. So like if somebody gives you a knife, oh, here's the explanation. Gifting anything with a blade can supposedly sever a relationship. So if you receive a knife or a pair of scissors as a present, give the person a coin in return. So you should always, like, if someone gives you a knife or something, you should always pay them for it. Have you always done that? No.
No.
Are you worried that you have bad juju around you?
I've never given anyone a knife. Sounds dangerous.
This is an interesting one. A Filipino tradition called pagpag dictates that people never go straight home after a funeral or a wake. Otherwise, a bad spirit might tag along and come inside. Mourners will make a stop at a restaurant or a store first, just in case. I feel like this is something that I might do now, moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never thought about it before, but I definitely, now that some of these are in my head, it's going to be in the listener's head, and it's just going to pop up. They're like, shoot, I wasn't supposed to do that. So I'm probably just adding more stress to all your lives. Sorry. Haven't heard this one before. Whistling indoors invites evil in Lithuania. I don't think so. Well, but I do hate when people are whistling inside.
As long as it's only in Lithuania, it'll be all right.
We talked about this one yesterday. I was surprised about it. Don't cheers with water. A German superstition declares that if you cheers with water, you're actually wishing death upon the people you're drinking with.
Yeah, that's bad luck.
You really think so?
Don't cheers with water.
Whatever. I don't think that's a big deal. I've totally done that before. I think a ton of people have done that
before. Cheers with an empty glass before you cheers with water.
Ooh, that sounds like it would be something really bad. This is a weird one. Avoid sleeping with your head to the north or to the west. So in the north is a Japanese superstition, and the west is an African superstition. How are you supposed to know? I don't think that's real. Maybe that's my whole problem. That's why I have headaches.
We need to change the bed around.
I don't. Now I want to look, but I also don't want to look. Because if it's to the north or the west, we're not going to change it.
I looked last night. It's to the north.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're not in Japan, though, so we're fine.
Oh, okay. So we're good. This one's just polite. Keep your new shoes off the table. Duh. In Britain, it's considered bad luck because it's supposed to symbolize the death of a loved one. Whoa. Back in the day, placing someone's shoes on a table was a way to let their family know that they had passed away. Wow. That's deep. Now I will definitely not do that, but I never put shoes on the table. Even if they're new. Itchy hands have financial repercussions. In Turkey, an itchy right hand means you'll come into some money, but an itch on your left means you'll lose money.
I've heard that one before.
You have?
Yeah.
Ooh, good to know. Do you think it's real?
Yeah, my right hand's always itchy.
Your right hand is always itchy because you're always just bringing in the big bucks, honey. This one is just common sense, guys. Don't play with scissors. Idly playing with scissors will bring bad luck, according to Egyptian lore. Plus, it's just plain dangerous. Duh. That one's just dumb. Stepping in dog poop isn't necessarily bad. This one seems unlucky all around, but just go with it. Stepping in dog poop is actually considered good luck in France. Of course, it's France. If you do it with your left foot, it's only bad luck if you do it with your right foot. Oh my God. I think that was just, that's too silly.
A bit much.
Bird poop brings good fortune.
Heard that one.
I've definitely heard that one before. According to a Russian superstition, bird poop that lands on you or something that belongs to you will bring you wealth. Like, what about your car? Everyone gets bird poop on their car. I've definitely heard that one before. I don't think it's true. This is one that's, I feel like this might be true. Owls are bad omens. There's an Egyptian superstition that if you see or hear an owl, terrible news is coming. Yet another reason not to hang out in the woods at night.
What did owl say?
Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you?
Oh, no.
So,
bad luck.
What do you think about that one? True?
Oh,
False?
false.
False. I think that one might be true. Here's another one about owls, though. An owl in your house brings death. An Italian superstition says that if an owl ends up in your house, someone in your family will die. Oh my God, the puns in this are great. It says, but who?
But
I
who? How do you
don't think
spell
that's
it?
true. H-O-O.
God
Who?
damn
I know, it's
it.
hilarious. Okay, here's another one. Knitting outside can prolong winter. That's not true. If you're in Iceland, keep the knitting inside the house. There's a local superstition that doing your needlework on the doorstep will keep the temps frigid. That one's just not real.
No.
Don't play with yo-yos. Syria banned yo-yos in 1933 over fear that they would cause a drought.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit crazy.
A drought? That was it. That was almost 100 years ago, though. So I think that one's false. Don't get a haircut on Tuesdays. Getting a haircut on a Tuesday in India will cause bad luck. I don't think so. Skeptical on that one. Giving yellow flowers is not a nice gesture. Gifting yellow flowers in Russia means that you're cursing your friend with infidelity.
That's great.
That was just funny. It's really interesting because all the flowers have different meanings and stuff, but does anyone actually pay attention to that? Not me. Spilling water behind someone is a nice gesture. In Serbia, it's believed to bring good luck if you drip water behind a person. Dumping it on them is flat out rude, no matter where you are, though. I don't know about the spilling water behind someone. That's kind of weird. I don't think that's anything.
Try to keep my water in my glass.
Yeah. Wedding bells ward off evil. Irish brides have been known to wear bells on their dress to ward off evil spirits who might try to ruin their marriage, as opposed to relatives who have too many spirits and end up ruining the wedding. The puns in this. I could see that one. I feel like there's a lot of wedding superstitions out there. Why don't you read this one?
Eating goat meat could get hairy. Superstitious women in Rwanda don't eat goat meat over fear that it'll cause them to grow facial hair.
I've never eaten goat meat, so I guess we're good there. Pregnant women should give in to their cravings. Duh. There's a Canadian superstition. Canadians, just be nice. Just make it, once again, just making up things so that.
You know, you really should. It's our superstition.
There's a Canadian superstition that expectant mothers who are craving fish but don't eat it will end up having a baby with a fish head. That's never happened in the history of
You
anything.
know what? You're really craving the fish. You should eat fish, or the baby might have a head of a fish.
There is a Korean superstition that nibbling unshapely food while pregnant means you will end up with an ugly baby. Oh no. So like they have a picture of a strawberry that's a funky one, not a normal one. I don't think that's real either. Lots
No.
of pregnant superstitions too. Like if you do this, it's a boy. If you do that, it's a girl. Don't walk backwards. In Portugal, it's considered bad luck to walk backwards. The common belief says if you do, you're showing the devil which way you're going. What the
How does
heck?
that work
I
out?
don't know. I don't like that
I'm not
one.
going to Portugal.
An old classic, don't walk under a ladder. We're all fairly familiar with this one, but some may not know that the superstition dates back to medieval times. The ladder back then symbolized the gallows where people were hanged. Do you walk under ladders?
Hell no.
Me neither.
That's not OSHA
It really makes me angry when people do that. I'm
compliant.
like, what are you doing? You just have to take two more steps to
What?
the side.
Thank you.
And they're like, it's fine. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. You read a couple of these, KCB.
All right. So next up, we got be wary of full moons. Full moons are commonly associated with chaos, even if you're not convinced werewolves are, or even were, real. According to, what was that, Bustle?
Yeah.
It's a popular superstition in
Oh,
hospitals.
yeah. Full moon brings out all the crazies.
That's
That's
right.
real.
That is true. You can see at night in full moon. Go to hospital on Wednesdays. An old wives' tale states that the best day to go to the hospital is, in fact, hump day.
What do you think about that one?
I don't know. I don't think there's any good day to go to the hospital.
I don't think so either. I don't agree with that one.
Don't say the same word at the same time as your friend.
Like jinx?
Jinx. That's what I'm assuming. According to the local in Italy, if you're the same word as someone in unison, you'll never get married.
Yikes.
To undo this bad juju, you must immediately touch your nose. Why are you touching your nose?
I don't know. That's a silly one.
That's silly.
And it just, you'll never get married if you do a jinx, or you'll never get married to that person.
Never get married to that person.
You'll never get married. It doesn't say. Huh. Hmm. Gotta look this one up. This is another obvious one. Avoid broken mirrors. Matthew Hudson, science writer of the author of Seven Laws of Magical Thinking, explained to goodhousekeeping.com that we can pay attention when material is dangerous or deadly, claiming it's, what the heck is this? This is dumb. Anyways, 7 years of bad luck. Duh. What do you think that one? Real? Fake?
You don't break mirrors.
I think it's bad. I don't know about 7 years of bad luck, but I know it's not good. What about this one, Casey? The evil eye. Protect yourself against the evil eye. The evil eye, a human look believed to cause supernatural harm, is a well-known symbol of bad fortune, according to Live Science. It can be cast on people or even objects like your car or home. There are a number of talismans in many cultures created to ward off this curse. I'm confused about this one.
About the evil eye?
Is this just somebody giving you the evil eye? Like, if I look at you, like...
I guess. I don't know.
Stink face?
Stink face.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, interesting. Don't sing at the dinner table. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, would appreciate this one very much because he just put out something about Thanksgiving that said... Do not sing or chant at your Thanksgiving gatherings. I don't know what you guys are doing at your Thanksgivings, but we are not singing or chanting.
I typically like to chant.
Don't sing at the dinner table. This is something else you shouldn't do during your evening supper. Apparently, in the Netherlands, singing your favorite tune means you're singing to the devil for your food instead of like praying to God. Interesting. Hmm. I don't know. I sing sometimes at the table.
I only sing Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Well, then you're definitely singing to the devil or warding off the devil. Hard to say.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to know where I'm coming from.
Don't sit at the corner of the table. I feel like I always do this. Another act causing you to be barren in the marriage department. Sitting at the corner of the dinner table, according to Hungarian and Russian superstitions. Well, that explains it. I'm never sitting at the corner again. Don't wear red during a storm. In the Philippines, it's believed that the color red attracts lightning, and it's a shame. Red surely is the boldest shade. Okay, whatever. I don't think that's true. That's fake. Say rabbit, rabbit every month. Saying rabbit, rabbit or white rabbit on the first day of every month ensures good luck for that month, a common belief in Britain and North America. Back in 600 BC, rabbits were thought to communicate with the spirits of the underworld because they lived underground. A rabbit's foot is also popularly thought to bring good luck, but apparently, in order for it to be considered lucky, the foot has to be the left.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
Well, I typically say badger, badger for the same reason.
Badger, badger. I don't think that's real. But maybe. I feel like I'm so superstitious, though, I might actually start doing that. Like, oh, December 1st. Rabbit, rabbit, good for the month.
White rabbit.
Don't enter a room with your left foot. Jeez. In Spain, walking into a room with your left foot will bring you bad luck. It's always better to enter or leave with your right foot. That's just too much thinking. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I guess. I can't keep track of my feet in the first place.
This is obviously another one that we all know. Don't open umbrellas indoors. There are some who say this belief came from the early Egyptians, while others say it came from the British in the 18th century, when waterproof umbrellas with metal spokes and a large circumference could cause injury if opened inside a home.
Well, that's a practical thing.
I definitely think that I just don't like seeing people do that. It makes me angry. Just open it outside. Just do it. Okay, this is a good one. Eat grapes on New Year's Eve. Also in Spain, instead of kissing someone at midnight to celebrate New Year, they're encouraged to eat 12 grapes, one after the other, for good luck.
The more you know.
I'll try it out. This is an interesting one from Japan. Hide your thumbs when passing a graveyard. People tend to hold their breath when they pass cemeteries, but in Japan, you must tuck your thumbs in to protect your parents. The Japanese word for thumb translates as parent finger, so hiding it protects them from death.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's interesting. I don't think that one can't be real, though. I loved this one. Listen for awkward silences. People associate awkward silences with a lot of different things, but according to stylists, according to some, this is weird, when these lulls occur, an angel is passing over. I love that because there's so many awkward silences, and now I'm going to think of an angel every time.
Those weren't so awkward, bud.
Every time there's an awkward silence, I'm totally going to think of that. Oh, another common sense one. Don't step on a manhole. We all know the phrase, step on a crack, break your mother's back. But in Sweden, you have to watch out for manholes. If you step on one with the letter A, this will bring you a broken heart and bad luck. I just don't step on them because I have an irrational fear of that. I'm going to plummet down into the sewer.
It's going to give way.
Do you have that fear?
No, I've never had that fear.
No?
No.
Like, what about the grates?
The grates? Where
you could see, like, all the water underneath?
I have a fear of those grates because I broke my ankle in one of those.
Oh, but not of falling through?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I do. I know people do. It's not just me. Uh-oh. We definitely do this. Don't trim your nails at night. Oh, no. It can cause premature death.
Huh.
Hmm.
Weird.
Another common one, throw salt over your shoulder if you spill it. We all have that one friend who can't help themselves, or maybe you're that friend. Interestingly enough, Bustle reports that long ago, salt was used as currency. Okay, whatever. That doesn't explain why you're supposed to do that. That's annoying. Don't chew gum at night. I don't think I've ever heard that. In Turkey, chewing gum at night is apparently the equivalent of chewing on the flesh of the dead. Oh my God.
I'm not going to Turkey.
I got really real, real quick. Don't jump over a child. Another thing you shouldn't do in Turkey, jump over a child. Doing this will curse them to be short forever.
My brother jumped over me all the time.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe somebody jumped over me. Maybe that's the problem. Don't kiss babies on the lips. No. If you plant one on a baby in Nigeria, legend says you'll condemn them to spend their entire adult lives drooling. That's not real.
That's funny.
No bananas on board. Fishermen, according to Hudson, refuse to bring bananas on their boats. Not bringing a banana on board gives them a sense of control over very dangerous and unpredictable situations.
Hmm.
That seems silly.
No bananas on my boat.
If they had bananas, maybe they wouldn't get scurvy.
They should probably get some oranges for that.
Yeah, but bananas could help too. I'm going to start doing this. Carry an acorn to stay forever young. Women in ancient Britain often kept acorns in their pockets to ensure a youthful complexion. This may just be our favorite anti-aging trick. Definitely the easiest.
I got one right here.
I got to find an acorn. You have an acorn?
Yeah, right here.
In your phone?
No, in my pocket.
That would be really funny if you actually did. Don't let your purse touch the floor. This is just good for germs. In Brazil, putting your purse or wallet on the floor means you'll become penniless. So think of that next time you put your purse on the bathroom floor. You're going to be...
Someone's going to snatch it.
Gross. Someone's going to take it. Germs. And you're going to be poor. Beware of unlucky animals. What are unlucky animals? According to the U.S. News, people in Ireland and Scotland believe seeing a single magpie is bad luck. I don't think I would be able to identify a magpie, so sucks for me. For South Koreans, the bird with the worst mojo is the crow. I guess everyone thinks that about crows, right? Crows are bad luck.
I love crows.
The crows have eyes. For the record, we don't believe anyone should discriminate against animals based on these superstitions. Oh my God, good housekeeping. Get it together. And unlucky numbers. We all know that Friday the 13th is draped with bad vibes. So Friday the 13th. Do you think 13 is an unlucky number?
No.
I think it just depends on the person.
It's a prime number. I'm a pretty big fan of prime numbers.
You are?
Yeah.
I am the opposite. I don't like prime numbers.
You don't like prime numbers?
No. I'm a big even numbers guy. So if you're turning up the TV, do you want it to stick on a odd number or an even number? Or do you not pay attention at all?
I'd usually have it be an odd number.
Oh my
God. But I mean, preferably a prime number.
Oh my gosh. This is really disappointing me. Another one. Don't tempt your fate. In Cuba, if you declare that it's el último, or your last drink, then you're tempting fate and death will shortly follow. Oh, so don't say this is my last drink.
It's my last beer.
Don't say it.
Hey!
Knock on the wood. Avoid sleeping with the fans on. Many South Koreans also do not sleep with fans running in closed rooms. If they do, it's believed to be fatal. Why?
Fan death.
Fan death is all it says. Here we go. Knock on wood. Knocking on wood, naturally, is one of the most prevalent superstitions people talk about. And even as an atheist and a self-proclaimed skeptic, Hudson still sees himself falling into the tendency of thinking coincidences are meaningful or that certain events were meant to happen. He believes in knocking on wood. Whatever. This is not the best writing. And that was the last one. Wow. Way to end on a high note. None of those were extremely controversial. I thought that was going to be a lot more exciting than it was. But it was definitely interesting. I think the one that I will try to actually remember is the rabbit. And some of the other ones I already knew about.
About the acorn.
The acorn. I might get an acorn to keep in my pocket to stay young. And then I feel like for the rest of the week, I'm going to be paying attention to my feet walking into different rooms. I don't really believe in that one. So.
The one that I read about last night was touching wood brings you good luck.
Oh, yeah, you said
I was pretty happy about that, given that I work in a lumber yard.
I think, okay, so we've talked about this before, I think, on the podcast, but Casey is a master manifester. And seriously, he's just so good. He gets all of these, like, unexpected. I read all the manifesting books, and it's like law of attraction. Like, you put it out in the universe, and money will come to you, or opportunity, blah, blah, blah. And then, I don't know, Casey's getting it all by proxy, I guess, because he gets an unexpected check in the mail. He gets, oh, I got this great tip today. This person said this to me, and it was exactly what I was looking for. I was looking for a truck, and blah, like, seriously, all the time. So you are just either a master manifester, or it's rubbing off from me, or it's all the wood that you touch.
It's all the wood. It's all the lumber.
Good superstitions.
The other one that I was going to bring up, I didn't tell you about it last night.
Was?
But, so there's a superstition that if you hang a mirror on the outside of your door, it reflects the bad spirits.
Oh, yeah.
But my, I don't know if you've ever been up to the Rock by the old house.
Yep.
You have, can't remember, but so there's mirrors on the trees up there that my brothers put up.
Yep, we went up there.
Yep.
Together.
Yep.
You don't remember?
It was a long time
ago. Apparently not.
I haven't been up there in years. It's probably been 7 years.
Okay, so what about the mirrors then?
So yeah, we put there are mirrors up all around this fire lookout area that me and my brothers used to go. And my brothers put them up. Was like, we gotta keep bad spirits out of here. This is a spot safe. They're hippies, so.
They are hippies. I also thought that was just like an art installation.
No. They're like, no, we bought all these mirrors. Hung them all up. Hung them on the trees on the trail. Keep the bad spirits away.
Well, I hope that people learned about some new superstitions. Maybe they laughed at some of the really interesting ones. I think the funniest one was kissing babies on the mouth and they're going to drool all the time when they're an adult. That was the funniest one for me. Or jumping over children and then they're going to be short. But hope you guys enjoyed this. This is just a fun one. Next week, we're going to have a guest on the podcast. If you made it to the end here, cheers to you, a toast to you, hats off, all the things. And as always, I'll tell you, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Screenshot you listening to the episode and share it on social media. That's how we share the love, spread the podcast, get new listeners, all that fun stuff. And if you're really interested, I am doing a journaling group on Instagram called The Gratitude Gang. You can find it in my Instagram bio. And people are really loving that right now. And if you are loving that and the journaling prompts, I do journaling prompts on Patreon every month. It's just $3. You get journaling prompts for the month. There's some on there for the past like 4 months, and you can use them all, and it's really fun. So all the links are going to be in the show notes, and remember the links as well for the holiday shopping, Dur and Rakuten. And I hope you guys have a great week and party on. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out.